This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd's bill to help conserve wetlands has passed the House via voice vote. It reauthorizes funding for wetland and waterfowl conservation from an excise tax on firearms, ammunition, and equipment.
It's about making sure that the dollars contributed by sportsmen and sportswomen continue to be put to work conserving the wetlands that sustain wildlife, outdoor access, and rural economies, including in places like Colorado's San Luis Valley.
The bill extends those funds through 2033. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse also had a bill pass the House. His bill allows local water and sanitation districts to access Bolt's Ditch in Holy Cross Wilderness. Meanwhile, the Aspen Security Forum kicks off this evening in Aspen, but without some key speakers. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Defense Department officials will no longer be participating in the four-day forum. A Pentagon spokesperson says the Aspen Security Forum's values do not align with the values of the department, which is focused on the lethality of the warfighter and peace through strength. The Navy Secretary and head of U.S. Space Command were a couple of the expected DoD speakers. Since 2010, the Aspen Security Forum has been a nonpartisan venue for leaders to discuss key national security and foreign policy issues. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is one of the co-chairs of the forum this year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
South Metro Fire says there's a brush fire burning between Levere's and Daniels Park in Douglas County this afternoon. That's just south of Denver. It's about 5 acres in size, and no structures are threatened at this time. This is CPR News.